We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Now mostly cloudy and 62 degrees. Wichita police are looking for a woman who injured a sheriff's deputy after evading a traffic stop. Police say Melissa Heinzman was stopped by a deputy for a routine traffic violation on West 21st Street Sunday afternoon. The deputy discovered that Heinzman had several arrest warrants and asked the woman to step out of the car. Suspect attempted to drive away. The deputy tried to stop the woman, but ended up attached to the vehicle. The deputy was dragged about 100 feet before being able to disengage from the vehicle. Here's Sheriff Sergeant Justin Maxfield.
They were transported with code yellow injuries, so moderate injuries, possible broken ankle, and some possible other injuries. The vehicle did run over their foot after they had lost contact with the vehicle.
Well, it was a strong wind, not a tornado, that caused damage in southern Sedgwick County early Sunday morning.
The National Weather Service says extremely strong winds ranging from 75 to 90 miles per hour charted a 10-mile path across southern Sedgwick County and the town of Derby around 5 Sunday morning. The agency says there was some damage to an outbuilding near Peck. The wind shoved the building into a nearby home, destroying the outbuilding and damaging the home. The town of Derby was hit the hardest, however, with some homes and businesses suffering minor roof damage. Throughout town, many trees and tree branches were down, all of them laying to the east-northeast, which is indicative of strong winds. Matthew Harding, KNSS News.
Wichita police say one person is dead after a shooting in northeast Wichita.
It happened around 6:40 Saturday night near 17th Street and Poplar. Officers say a disturbance occurred between multiple individuals and a suspect fired multiple shots that struck two men. When officers arrived on the scene, they found a 35-year-old man dead. A short time later, a 25-year-old man arrived at a local hospital suffering from a gunshot wound. He was treated and released. The investigation continues, and police say this was not a random incident. Anyone with information on the case is encouraged to call WPD detectives at 268-4407 or Crime Stoppers at 267-2111. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
A Wichita man has died while trying to save a woman from drowning in a southwest Missouri river.
The incident happened just after 6:30 Friday evening on the Elk River near Knoll, Missouri, about 50 miles south of Joplin. A spokesperson with the Missouri Highway Patrol says a woman was swept underwater at a dam on the river. That's when 26-year-old Jacob Farley dived into the water to try and save her. When members of the Knoll Fire Department arrived on scene, they were able to bring the woman to safety using a throw rope, but were unable to save the man. Farley was pronounced dead at the scene. Phil Hildebrand, KNSS News.
The National Transportation Safety Board is investigating Friday's crash of a small plane used in a skydive operation that killed 11 people on board. The plane went down near Dillingham Airfield on Oahu's North Shore in Hawaii. It crashed shortly after takeoff and burst into flames. Sunday, NTSB board member Jennifer Homendy said her agency is currently gathering information on the crash.
Throughout the next several days, we estimate 3 or 4 days, our investigators will be here to collect the perishable evidence so that we can gather facts for the investigations. We will not be determining the probable cause when we are here.
Homendy says the crash is the deadliest accident involving a civil airplane in the U.S. since 2011. President Trump says his calling off a military strike after an American drone was shot down should not be taken as backing off a demand to cease nuclear activity.
In an interview on NBC's Meet the Press, President Trump says the stance of the U.S. remains as it has always been for Iran.
You can't have nuclear weapons. And if you want to talk about it, good. Otherwise, you can live in a shattered economy for a long time to come.
The president said he called off the strike because he decided it was not a proportional response. But National Security Advisor John Bolton, speaking in Jerusalem, followed that with a warning.
Iran nor any other hostile actor should mistake U.S. prudence and discretion for weakness.
What are being called new major sanctions against Iran are being imposed starting today. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. Good morning, Stephen. 10 in the morning here on a Monday, June 24th. It's 6:10 now, 10 minutes past 6 o'clock.
Traffic conditions looking good so far here in Wichita this morning. Things looking all right out there on the Wichita roadways, and not seeing much change in the gasoline prices out there. Still around $2.23 a gallon, and I spotted a little bit better, $2.21, 47th Street South and Hydraulic. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now a look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With a clearing sky, finally a chance for us to dry out today and tomorrow a bit. Sunny with a high 84 this afternoon. Mostly clear and 66 for the overnight low. And then for Tuesday, partly cloudy, warm and humid with a high 90. A chance of thunderstorms returns, though, tomorrow night. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, northwest wind at 9 miles per hour and 62 degrees. Steve and 10 in the morning on this Monday, June 24th. Well, after early morning storms, a partly cloudy, muggy Sunday across south central Kansas. Wichita's high temperature was 83 degrees, normal high is 89, and a recorded 88 hundredths of an inch of rain near Eisenhower Airport. On this date in 1951, a complex of severe thunderstorms plowed around 200 miles from Kingman County to southern Missouri, with Wichita the hardest hit. The severe thunderstorms and hail caused around $14 million damage to roofs, windows, and countless vehicles. In a few areas, the hail accumulated 1 foot. Size of the hail wasn't reported. That was in 1951. One heck of a hailstorm going from Kingman County clear over to Missouri. Wow. On this date in 1983, the space shuttle Challenger, carrying America's first woman in space, Sally K. Ride, coasted to a safe landing at Edwards Air Force Base in California. Of course, the Kansas connection is that Ride was once married to astronaut Steve Hawley from Salina, Kansas. And Sally Ride died in 2012, Ted. So it's been several years since she passed. So, anyway, pioneer in space, Sally K. Ride. Scamp the Tramp, a bug-eyed, dreadlocked pooch, is the winner of the 31st annual World's Ugliest Dog Contest. After the win Friday night, Scamp's owner said her dog is Scamp the Champ, no longer Scamp the Tramp. Says her pooch won the judges and audience's heart because they were able to see his beautiful spirit.
Okay.
Scamp is more than just an ugly face. The street dog from Compton, California, makes volunteer visits to children at a local senior citizen center.
Straight out of Compton.
Yeah.
How about that?
If the dog's that ugly, doesn't it scare the old people and the kids?
Everybody probably says, empathizes with this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dogs like me. Ugly. Okay. Okay, big announcement. Overnight, the city of Wichita named an All-America City. Following a weekend of intense competition in Denver, we'll be asking the mayor about that just over an hour from now. Monday's with the mayor. Mayor Jeff Longwell will be with us this morning. This is the fifth time the city has claimed the national recognition, but the first time in the last decade.
Yeah.
Wichita competed against 19 other finalist cities in the National Civic League competition. I remember the first one in 1961. We just moved to, I think just moved back to Wichita from Dodge City. The first time they won. That was a huge deal. Especially back then, winning that first one. Cities judged on the merits of three local projects that focused on creating healthy communities through civic engagement. A 10-minute presentation that showcased the projects and a 10-minute question and answer segment. Now, Wichita's presentation was a parody of The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon, and the Wichita skit highlighted the inclusive collaboration that produced League 42, the work of Health and Wellness Coalition to address barriers to healthy foods, and WPD's efforts to strengthen community bonds and build relationships.
There
how about
you go.
That?
It's all good stuff.
A good friend, Bob Lutz, probably get a great big trophy and some sort of stipend, wouldn't you think? Several hundred thousand dollars, maybe? Or maybe we'll just get the recognition.
I think the goodwill is what's coming his way.
He did some good stuff.
Which is fantastic.
League 42, yeah. So we were previously honored with the ACC in 1961, 1993,
1999 and 2009, and now again now here in 2019.
10 years later, yeah. Nice.
No, big deal, good deal.
Good for us.
It's going to be all over the news this morning and today, all over town. Thank you. All right, Ted, back to you. Hope you guys did. I know you guys did a great job. I didn't have a chance to listen very much.
It's been a week and a half since we had you here.
Long time.
Welcome back.
Yeah, thanks, but yeah, I guess I needed it. I was just doing my, I was doing some research, and I hadn't had really taken a vacation day. I think I'd taken one in the first 5 months of the
year. Yeah, it's been a while.
And the way we, the way this show is done, and I'm not complaining or anything, but the way this show is done, we do need to get our chance every now and then to take a breath.
Well, sure.
It's a tough show.
Nice to get away from the grind and just do what you want to do for a little bit.
And you can say that about every job.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Just kind of get out of the routine and do your own thing for a while and then back to work.
I don't know how
much
information you shared, but we did go to Texas, to San Antonio, Lackland Air Force Base, where my grandson Reese was among more than 700 graduates on the parade grounds, graduating from basic training there.
Oh, gosh.
Wow. It was impressive. That parade ground at Lackland is about 10 football fields. It is huge. And they had these 700 young people out there, and they were, I'll tell you, they marched them all over the place. Had a band playing and whatnot. And they were good. I mean, I didn't see anybody miss a step.
Very nice. Well, yeah.
So you Reese said they drilled a little bit on
it. I'll bet they did.
But it was really, really neat. Now, his grandson, Reese looked like he lost about 20 pounds. And I think he had.
Probably has.
Very proud of that.
You
know, that complex, Lackland, and the Kelly Field is near there. And I've got a connection. My dad actually trained at Kelly during World War II.
Really?
And my older brother, Don, was stationed there at Lackland, I think, for the last part of his career.
So you have two connections. Now three connections there.
So then we went from San Antonio. We went over to College Station and visited my in-laws over there. And spent a day with them. It was cool.
Boy, you were all over the Lone Star State.
Yep, and then drove home. Okay. I got to tell you about buckos. Have you ever heard of buckos?
Buckos.
Buckos. You're driving the highways of Texas.
Right.
And all of a sudden, on the interstate, you see a big sign with a beaver on top of it that says, Buckos. You got to stop. I'll tell you why. You know, you're familiar with Loves.
Yes.
And what they are.
Oh, okay, now I know what you're talking about, the beaver store. Yeah.
This thing is like...
I've heard great things about...
Loves on steroids. I mean, it's like a Walmart. I mean, you can get anything in there. And I bet you they've got between 30 and 50 pumps.
My brother lives in Texas, and he speaks very highly
about
of this
buckos?
Place. Yes.
Well, Shelley and I stopped, and we went in, and we looked around, and then we're looking at all this stuff, and I looked in the pop case over there, and... You can get any kind of beer or wine you can think of, including Korbel champagne.
Hey, now.
I thought, man, how about the truckers buy that all the time and sip with their pinky up in the air while they're driving it? Buckos. If you hit the road this summer, you got to stop at Buckos. All right, 6:19 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Time for Leadoff Sports with Ted Woodward. And, Ted, I understand there's a golf tournament going on. Am I correct?
And it's still going on.
Still going?
The 30th annual Wichita Open out at Crestview Country Club. 4 days and 73 holes were not enough. Of course, we had those heavy rains on Saturday, and there was high water still on the course on Sunday. They had to delay yesterday's start multiple times. In fact, a 5.5-hour delay before they got started yesterday.
Wow.
And they were trying to beat the darkness, and if it had finished in regulation, they would have. There was a 5-way tie after all 4 rounds were played for first place. So all 5 of those golfers went to a playoff hole on the par 3 17th. First 2 guys were not able to get birdies. And next up was Henrik Norlander, the 32-year-old from Sweden. We had live coverage for you right here on KNSS. Shane Dennis, along with Jay Delling and Mike Kennedy.
Norlander next, guys. Norlander's putt is away. And
he nailed it.
Oh, my goodness.
Norlander made
it. Why should that surprise us?
Henrik Norlander. Birdie putt at the 17th, first hole of a 5-man playoff.
So Norlander made his birdie putt. Brian, that was an 18-footer, by the way. Brian Bigley then only had to make a 4-foot for his birdie. The other 3 guys were not able to get birdies, so we have 2 left standing, and darkness hits. couldn't finish up. So those two guys, Henrik Norlander, Brian Bigley, will go to the 18th hole, a par 4, starting at 7:30 this morning, about an hour from now. And those two will continue in a playoff until one of them emerges as the winner of the Wichita Open. So there you go. This is the first time this tour has gone to a Monday finish in a couple of years. So we'll as soon as we get the results, in fact, we'll get in touch with Mike Kennedy, and he'll probably give us a nice little update morning on what's going on at Crestview Country Clubs. There's your rundown there.
Nice.
Men's soccer yesterday, a big win for FC Wichita, 5-0 over Club Atletico of St. Louis at the Stryker Stadium. Thomas Wells had a couple of goals. Nelson Landaverde also had a couple of goals. FC Wichita has played 8 games this year. They've only lost once, and they're coming off back-to-back wins. So nicely done there by FC Wichita. In women's soccer, the World Cup moving on today. It's Team USA against Spain in the round of 16. And that starts at 11 o'clock this morning in France as the USA tries to advance at the Women's World Cup. And in Major League Baseball yesterday, the Kansas City Royals hosting the top team in the league, the Minnesota Twins. Domination yesterday by the Royals. You heard the game on Sports Radio, KFH.
To the plate, Hunter swings and drives it to left. That's deep. That's a way back. And that ball is a goner. Home run, Hunter Dozier.
Hey, Royals win it 6-1, and they split the 4-game series with the Twins. The Royals are now on the road visiting the Cleveland Indians. 6 o'clock tonight. Hear the Royals and the Tribe over on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. That's Sports with Stephen Ted.
It was one of the best half innings of baseball the Royals I've seen in years. Started off with a drag bunt.
Mm-hmm. Love it.
For a hit. Then do a hit and run. Whitfield hits one to right.
Love it.
And then comes
two-hit whip.
And then comes this three-run homer. And that's
perfect.
Small ball and big ball.
Yep.
It was a great inning. Well,
usually he wins games. Campbell got executed like that.
6:21 now. Keep it here for Fox News commentator Todd Starnes. Red, White, and Sue. That's on the way. Stephen Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.